Let's pick up Paul in Seattle, Washington, and he's concerned. He's injured his fingernail. Are you there, Paul?
I'm here, doctor.
How old a man are you?
I'm 64.
All right, and so when did you hurt this fingernail?
This was about 4 years ago.
Okay, what'd you do to it? Pull it off or what?
No. I was assembling some wood furniture.
Okay.
And I happened to hit my nail against the furniture, which I thought was just a normal thing to happen.
Okay, yep.
And a couple months later, I noticed it was getting thickened and discolored.
Oh. Hmm.
And I went to a medical doctor, dermatologist. He put me on this Lamisil for a number of months.
Oh, yeah.
And it seemed to improve some, but yeah. Then once he took me off, it went back to its original discoloration and thickened.
Mm-hmm.
And so evidently it must not be a fungal problem, but maybe something else.
Well, you got to remember that fungi are all there all the time, and they're just opportunists. But the controlling power of the body is your plasma energy field. And one of the things when we've had an injury or trauma, we may sedate the normal energy flow at that site. Once we do that, now all manner of weird things can happen. I can't say that I'd be a fan of the med you just took because it's got some very scary side effects, especially for a finger. I think the trade-off, you always want to read the PDR, and there's a wonderful book out there for all of you. It's called Worst Pills, Best Pills, Roman Numeral 2 by Dr. Sidney Wolf. And this guy has done a fabulous job. So I really, my hat's off to him, and you should look up any med in there before you ever even consider using it. So what I would recommend here is that you get something called a Medi Body Pack, and you mud pack that finger, but I'd probably do the whole hand, and I'd use HM as the fluid. You've had silver fillings in your lifetime, is that right, Paul?
That's correct.
Okay, so you'd want HM Nano Detox as your fluid, and I would do that hand several times, maybe four or five times. Follow the directions for how long to keep it on there, but especially make sure you get plenty onto the end of that finger and do the entire finger. Now what you will do is restore the normal energy flow, and that can unleash the normal biofield for that area, and that can unleash the best health for that finger. And I think you must have whacked it pretty hard to have done that, but still you want to do this as quickly as you can, okay, before you get a lot of fungal containment in that area, all right?
How many times do I do it, and how long do I leave it on?
When you call Yordaland, they'll go through this with you. You'll leave it on 5-10 minutes. You'll probably do the whole hand four times, and then repeat just doing that finger maybe four times, okay?
Okay.